From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah lawmakers want to revise the state's new gerrymandering law, approved by voters in 2018. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Prop 4 would create an independent commission to draw congressional and legislative district lines, which would then have to be approved by the legislature. Negotiations over constitutional concerns between lawmakers and the group backing Prop 4, Better Boundaries, broke down on Thursday. The sticking point was a provision in the law that prohibits the commission from gerrymandering districts based on their partisan makeups. Republican Senator Kurt Bramble says they couldn't adequately define partisan gerrymandering.
That is not a quantifiable, precise definition of a term that would be embodied in statute and be the basis for litigation.
Bramble says he's going to introduce a bill that removes that partisan gerrymandering ban, although the commission could choose to adopt its own rules that reinstate it. But Better Boundaries Executive Director Rebecca Chavez-Hauck says the proposition had to be constitutional to even make it on the ballot.
We've passed this proposition. It has met constitutional muster. It was reviewed by the Lieutenant Governor's office.
If Bramble's bill passes, this would be the last of three initiatives approved by voters in 2018 that the legislature changed. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A bill that aims to draw a line between harassment and free speech on college campuses passed 7-5 in a House Judiciary Committee meeting today. KUER's Jessica Lowell reports this is the same bill that failed on the Senate floor last year.
House Bill 132 would define harassment as speech between students that discriminates based on things like race or religion. And to be considered harassment, it would also have to be so severe that it effectively denies access to opportunities on campus. Joe Cohn, with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, says the bill addresses a problem he sees at colleges and universities.
Censorship on college campuses comes in a lot of forms, and it doesn't only target people of one particular political perspective. Actually, the most common form of censorship on college campuses today is the application of overbroad harassment policies.
But Republican Representative Eric Hutchins of Kearns says the language of the bill will create a tension between speech and harassment.
It's going to be difficult, I'm saying, for higher ed institutions to strike that balance as they're working through these issues without violating the First Amendment. That's my concern.
The bill will now head to the House floor. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
Moab's famed Slick Rock Bike Trail is saved from oil and gas drilling, for now, after the Bureau of Land Management announced today it will not include the Sand Flats Recreation Area in a lease auction this summer. Local officials opposed drilling in Sand Flats, and Governor Gary Herbert asked the BLM to remove it from the lease sale earlier this week. Moab Mayor Emily Niehaus thanked Herbert after the BLM decision came out.
We are so lucky to have a governor that understands the balance of recreation and resource extraction.
She also cautioned environmental groups against villainizing the BLM or the governor in future attempts to stop drilling in the Moab area. Earlier this month, the Trump administration released its budget proposal for next year. It included significant cuts to the U.S. Geological Survey. But that agency's director told the Mountain West News Bureau today that's not going to happen. Noah Glick reports.
The USGS is the largest federal source of climate science. The president's proposal would cut more than 800 jobs at the agency, almost 20% of its current workforce. But
there's no cuts anticipated in terms of jobs.
That's Jim Riley, the agency's director.
There are some realignments and some efficiencies, which is something that we wanted to do anyway. And that's really to focus better on how we collaborate, not only internally, but also with our partners.
The Trump administration is proposing changes to the way appropriations are organized within the USGS, saying it will increase efficiencies among departments and programs. Environmentalists are concerned that shifting money around will result in less climate scientists on the payroll. However, like most presidential budgets, this is unlikely to be passed as is. House Democrats have already expressed concerns, as have some Republican lawmakers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.